So in the Corinthian church, they were arguing about this. This church kind of went beyond what I'm talking about. This church was arguing about who was saved and who was not saved based on the gifts that they've been given, right? From God. However, Paul is saying that it's more than just doing these things. Folks, you shouldn't be arguing about doing these things. Love must move us into action. If it does not, then it's worthless. That's what Paul is saying. Love must move us into action. Just like the deacon in his 80s in my opening illustration, we are never told, but for a man that has to walk with a cane, he must have been moved by intense love to sit by some wild-haired college student on the floor in front of the church. And if he had to use a cane, think of the vulnerability he felt. Because probably he was going to need several people to help him up, wouldn't he? But that student was more important to him than what the people of that church felt about him. So, if you would get those Bibles out again and turn to 1 Corinthians 13, what gifts does Paul mention in verses 1 through 3 of chapter 13? What gifts does Paul mention? Well, if you walk down with me, I don't think they would change order because of the type of Bible you're reading. I think they're the same order. But the first one is speaking in tongues. The second is prophetic powers. That's not pathetic powers. That's prophetic powers. All right? Three, understanding all mysteries. What's the next one? Understanding all knowledge. Oh, here you go. We all know this one. Having all faith so as to what? Move mountains. Wow. Can't tell you how many times I've tried that. How about this gift? It's interesting that it's listed in gifts, by the way. Give away all possessions. And the next gift, hand over your body to martyrdom. Martyrdom? A gift? Oh, when this book was written, it was the biggest gift to be martyred for your faith. And, you know, that kind of reminds me of something. I wonder how many of us would die for our faith. So how is love defined? How is love defined? Verses 4 through 8a. Many times to understand something, we have to look at what it is and what it is not, right? So, and this is exactly what Paul does. Let's look at what love is first. Love is, if you look at it, beginning of verse 4, love is patient, right? Oh, boy. Why are these gifts so much harder? How love is defined so much harder than... Anyway. Love is kind, right? Love rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Remember now, this is agape love. This isn't phileo love, which is brotherly love. I can't think of the other love in Greek. It isn't romantic love. Thank you. I was trying to think of the Greek word. It isn't romantic love. This is agape love. This is how God loves us, all right? And this is how we are to love others. So it's patient. It's kind. It rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It what? Hopes all things. Oh, Lord, what's next? Endures all things. It is never ending. All right? Now, that's what love is. Now, what does the Apostle Paul say that love is not? Love is not envious. Now, that's jealous or resentful or spiteful. All right? Now, to define spiteful, if you have owned a dog, especially a German dog, you know what it means, what spiteful means. You get that dog in trouble, right? You walk out an hour later and something's chewed up that you like. That is spiteful, all right? So, envious, spiteful, all right? Love is not boastful, big-headed, or conceited. Love is not arrogant, that is, haughty or superior. You know, in the scripture in Matthew, when this guy is on his knees praying at the altar, and then there's a Pharisee over here standing up, And this Pharisee says, oh, dear God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. Right? Haughty, proud, arrogant, right? Superior. All right. 4, love is not rude, impolite, disrespectful, offensive. Love is not, well, it does not insist on its own way. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not irritable. That means touchy or ill-tempered. I wasn't meaning to be funny. What? Jamie's really taking notes on this one. Love is not resentful. In other words, angry or indignant. And love does not rejoice in wrongdoing. Now, I hope, as a purpose-driven church, we recognize what these are.